The protests over the harassment of female students at Banaras Hindu University and the subsequent lathi charge of the protesters has been picked up by the NSUI, who are protesting at the national capital. The Samajwadi Party student wing is also protesting at Banaras, where the police have filed FIRs against 1,000 students for arson.
Tamil superstar Kamal Haasan, in exclusive interview with CNN News 18, has said that Rajinikanth is a suitable ally for BJP while he himself is a rationalist. On being asked about his new political outfit, he said that he will float a new political party before New Year and it would be against both the Dravidian parties in the state of Tamil Nadu.
Ranveer Singh is all set to play the role of former cricketer Kapil Dev in a new Kabir Khan film. The film revolves around the 1983 Cricket World Cup final between India and West Indies. This piece of news was released by Taran Adarsh on his official Twitter handle this morning.
The latest Italian motorcycle to enter the Indian market is the Ducati Supersport, which was recently launched at a price tag of about 12 lakh rupees. Interestingly, this motorcycle claims to be purpose-built for tackling everyday road conditions. We tested out to find out just how true that saying is.
Sony has launched a new flagship device today in India by the name of Xperia XZ1. Now, the latest Sony smartphone comes with a Snapdragon 835 processor coupled with a 4GB RAM, and as a highlight, runs the latest Android Oreo OS. It carries a 19-megapixel primary camera that comes with features like 3D scanning and slow-motion video recording at 960fps. The Sony smartphone will be up for sale starting today at a price of ₹44,990.
Virat Kohli and boys might have thrashed Australia by 5 wickets on Sunday to become the world number one team, but the world is going gaga over the performance of Hardik Pandya. Interestingly, Australia skipper Steve Smith has said that rather than Pandya, it was Jasprit Bumrah and Bhuvneshwar Kumar who were integral in the win for the men in blue. He's gone on to add that these two have become the best death bowlers in the world. Also, in a major boost to Indian badminton, PV Sindhu has now been nominated for the Padma Bhushan. She was nominated by the Sports Ministry. Apart from Sindhu, two other shuttlers who have received the award are Gopichand and Saina Nehwal. In 2013, Sindhu was also handed the Arjuna Award for her laurels in the sport.
The FIFA Under-17 World Cup will be kicking off in October in India, and India will be making its debut in this competition across all age formats. News 18 Sports spoke to Komal Thattal, the Indian midfielder, and he said that the group stages are the first priority. To read more of this interview and more, log on to news18.com.